Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, we live in a society that people think they should win all the time. They watch television programs, and the television program, the people just go through adversity, and at the end of the program, they always win. Or we expect our sporting teams to win. Although there are many teams in the league, we expect our team is going to be number one. And if it's not number one, we're disappointed. Now, winning in business is a little different than winning in the sports team, because winning in business means that you make a profit with the least amount of stress possible. But how do you actually get to make that profit? You get to make that profit by providing goods or services to someone who has a problem. They don't want to deal with that problem, so you deal with it for them, and they pay you money. But it doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes you'll take on a project, and it just doesn't go well. At times you'll hire an employee, and it just doesn't go well. You thought you had the perfect person, but found out that you didn't. Business is also an accumulation of experiences. And some of those experiences are not going to be pleasant. We need to make sure that the majority of our experiences in business are positive and that we win. We do it right. We have a successful outcome. But there will be times, no matter what you do, you cannot win. Sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes you made a mistake. Sometimes there's a weather condition, a hurricane, a snowstorm. Sometimes the competition beats you. But here's the real benefit. Somehow you have to lose to win in business. If you think everything is just going fine and you've never made a mistake and you've never lost a contract and you've never had a problem and you've never lost, you are not prepared for business. You get stronger. You have more understanding when things do not go well. Of course, that's a choice, isn't it? And any time that something is not going well in your business, say to yourself, what happened? I want to make sure this never happens again. I'm going to build a strong business. Every time I see a mistake, every time we lose at something, we're going to analyze it. We're going to look at it. We're going to make sure that it never, ever happens again. And that's how you build a dynamic business. And even after you build that dynamic business that you've worked at for years and you've made mistakes along the way and you've gotten better at it, there will be more mistakes. And the only way you cannot make a mistake in business is by not doing anything, hiding under your desk. But that's a mistake too, isn't it? Because your business will just crumble. You won't have a business. So when things go wrong, don't panic. Certainly you're going to be upset. But look at it logically. Is this something that was the company's fault? Is this something that could have been averted? Is this training that we need to do with one of our employees? Do we need to change our policies and procedures? What happened here? Why did we not win this particular situation? And we're not going to let that happen again. So when we do that, we build a strong business built on a strong foundation. And that strong foundation serves us well. And when time goes on and we're doing good business and everything's going well and we make a mistake because we have corrected other mistakes along the way and we have a strong foundation, it's not a problem. It's just an inconvenience. It's just something we need to take care of. So when a mistake happens, embrace it. Look at it. Don't deny it happened. Find out not only why it happened, how it happened, but what the solution is long term to make sure it doesn't happen again. You can't do business without making mistakes. Just don't make the big one that's going to cost you your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.